anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is... Wow, man.
I am pumped today, dude.
I know you are. I know you are.
I thought you'd be pumped, man.
I am pumped. I still just want to do things in a certain order.
Oh, ah.
So today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel.
Yeah,
excellent.
See? There we go.
And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Pam, who thought the chestnuts were a porn tab and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go. I'm Big Dummy.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Home Patrols, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4215.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat.
Head Chef is back, and man, oh man, I cannot wait to see the look on Steve the Thrill Hill's face when he tries his very first Uncrustable.
Yeah!
Coming up today at 4:30, you will finally taste deliciousness.
Now look, you know that I love my peanut butter and jelly, right? And I make no bones about that. As a man who loves peanut butter and jelly and probably eats more than any adult should, honestly, in the course of a week, what do you think I'm honestly going to think of these things?
I think you're going to stop taking the time to make peanut butter and jelly.
Are you serious?
Yes. I swear to God.
Because seriously, man, like, look, in my world, peanut butter and jelly, like, that is my go-to since childhood, still now. And, like, I can't think of a better way to do it.
It's there. It's already done for you. Like, I don't make peanut butter and jellies at home. I will have an Uncrustable.
Absolutely. Really? I can't wrap my head around a peanut butter and jelly that's better than my peanut butter and jelly.
You are going to be shocked by how moist and tasty the bread is on these things.
All right. Okay.
How they have the perfect combination of peanut butter and jelly inside. Now, first of all, we want to thank Veggie Dog. He's got the Costco membership. So I guess he informed Mike a couple days ago that when he was at Costco, he bought Uncrustables.
Yeah.
Now, we were under the assumption maybe he was for us. And we thought he was bringing them in today, and he either forgot or whatever the deal was. But, so he's got the Costco thing where you can deliver. So not only did he get Uncrustables, but he got another brand they sell at Costco.
What are they called?
I'm going to try those. Mike, what does that say on the package over there?
Crust-Offs.
4:30, you're welcome to the crust-off.
It's like a cream for venereal disease.
It's fine, Mike. It's just a crust-off.
I'm about to say, we can say crust-off. That's fine.
How about a lumberjack competition, Mike?
We invite you to listen to earlier episodes on the Men's Room Daily Podcast, available on the Odyssey app.
Right, yeah. So, we've got, for you, we've got the original.
So the Uncrustable is just great peanut butter.
Right? They have flavors, but we got you the standard.
All right, yeah, it's ease me into this, man, because exactly. That's my go-to, grape jelly, peanut butter, creamy peanut butter.
How much time do you think it takes you to make a PB&J? Does it matter? Because it's not going to matter to you anymore.
Yeah.
I did not eat lunch today, as I knew we were going to have an Uncrustable coming up on the show.
And a crust-off.
That's how good those are.
You've never had a crust-off.
Had a crust-off. Okay. I am hoping that this does not disappoint, because I've been looking forward to eating an Uncrustable all day, and if this one sucks, I'm going to be mad that I didn't just pick out the... Because we have two boxes.
I mean, generally, Costco doesn't lead you wrong, right?
I'm about to say, if it's Kirkland brand, dude, the odds are in your favor.
I don't know if it's Kirkland brand. I think it's somebody else. I think it's another manufacturer. You know, it would say Kirkland signature on the packaging.
Like, you're right, because Target has different brands of Uncrustables, too.
This is Charlotte's Crust-Offs.
Charlotte's Crust. All right.
Miles!
What?
Behave.
All right. Yeah, well, I mean...
Yes, please.
Nothing wrong with daily bathing. So, we're going to see the look on Steve's face. Maybe we'll take a picture of it as he's eating it there on his very first...
You guys have built this up, man.
It's going to be good.
I'm hoping. Dude, I have the stats. Like, NFL teams demolish these things.
Sure, sure.
Like, kids love them. Remember, Miles was him and Holland years ago. And then finally, I was like, try one. And then I think he has, not he eats them all the time, but they're around.
They're definitely stable. Turned a corner. I noticed that. Sure.
Yep. All right. I'll get a box of them and bring them in for lunch along
the way. If they're that good, I'm actually
going to. Here's the problem.
I'm going to bury my jar of peanut butter and my jar of jelly in the backyard.
All right. So thoughts. You go to the
put
store.
Put a little cross down. Because, hey, man, you've been good to me, but you've been replaced.
You see the 10 box of Uncrustables. You think this is going to be great. This is 2 weeks of lunches. This is not how this works out. What happens is you get stoned at 10 o'clock at night and think, I need a snack.
I have Uncrustables.
That's why I eat so much peanut butter and jelly.
And before you know what I mean? You've got a week's worth of Uncrustables because you're eating two of those damn things a day, one at lunch and then one at about 10:30 at night.
How big are they?
That's how I don't know that an Uncrustable is a whole lunch, but.
Wait, how big is it? Because I make two peanut butter and jelly. Okay, so it's about the size.
We got you two. We got you one of each.
Okay.
So they are thawing as we speak.
But I never eat one peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's not like a rule I have. It's just if I only make one, I know I'm going to make another one, so I just make two.
We've done taste tests before. I would say the most surprising reaction was Mike and I to butter chicken.
Yeah.
Mike and I have talked about it a while. Like, I still enjoy butter chicken. I plan on that being your Uncrustable.
Okay. I hope you're right, man. And I really do.
The only thing you need to do is take it out of the freezer and bring it to work. Within an hour, it'll be ready to go.
You don't have to heat it up or anything. It just thaws.
Well, you could. But, I mean, the true preparation is just stick the damn thing on the counter, come back about a half an hour, 60 minutes later, and eat it. So it's fairly simple. 4:30. You will try your first ever Uncrustable live on the air, and we really do want an honest review.
Oh, you know I'm not going to lie about it.
You guys hyped this up too much.
Even if you hyped it too much, it doesn't mean they won't necessarily hit like a 9.5 out of 10. But you guys are telling this as this is a 10. This is the perfect.
This is
Simone Biles of the sandwich world.
I never thought of it this way. But as far as a peanut butter jelly sandwich goes, obviously all bread has crust on it.
Sure.
The fact that this does not have crust makes this sandwich better.
You think so?
I definitely do.
Okay.
I think it's much better the way they do it. And I love crust on all other sandwiches.
Well, and a PB&J is already a home run. The fact that Smucker's bought this out, so that you know the jam.
Smucker's ain't
going
to have around. I know that.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a home run. Yeah,
that's right.
Thank you.
So coming up.
That's why I'm the head chef, dude. Like, there is a difference between jam and jelly,
yeah,
and not in the joking fashion.
You just cut miles off.
And do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. Before we get to 4:30, I'll listen to the show for 1 hour on the Odyssey app if you've got that. Download it as quick. Sign in. Listen for 1 hour for your chance to fall into 5K a day. So hopefully you can win $5,000 just by listening to the show and the radio station for 1 hour. You can do that over the weekend. You can do that at night. As long as you listen for 1 hour, you'll be entered for your chance to win $5,000 in cash. And today is the day of the game. We play Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. As you so eloquently stated, the lovely Pam is our biggest dummy, who took 13 questions to get one right, and the porn category associated with that.
Yeah.
But either way, when we do play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll, and the last time we played the game, it was Halloween. So from a fictional standpoint, we said, look, you're going to be chased by one. What do you think the best odds are? We had Jason, Freddy, Michael Myers, Chucky, all those.
Oh, well, yeah, you had to have Michael Myers. Like, Jason's just Jason.
Jason Voorhees.
I mean, it is Voorhees, but you just said Jason.
Freddy Krueger. But either way, we put the poll up every week. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, here's how the results shook out from our Halloween spectacular there. Coming in fourth place, the one character you would most likely not want chasing you, Freddy Krueger, with only 5% of the vote.
Yeah, because he doesn't chase you. You just fell asleep and he's there and you got problems.
Coming in third place, that would be Jason Voorhees, 13% of the vote for Jason. Michael Myers, he did very well with 24%, but nobody could compete with Chucky, who took 58% of the vote. If you were to be chased by one, at least it would be somewhat entertaining. It would be Chucky.
Well, look, he killed a lot of people. I'm convinced I could outrun him. That's all. I mean, how fast can he be with stubby webs?
But the little guy's just ornery, man. He keeps on you. Like, he killed a lot of people that should have been able to take him
out. And somehow he just appears places. Yeah. It's like he jump on
he's
stuff.
He's a voodoo man.
Yes.
He's a doll. Chucky the voodoo man. Okay.
And shockingly enough, watch how we tie all this together. This week on the poll, Ted, do you know what today is?
National Men Make Dinner Day.
That is absolutely correct. How did you know that?
Because I put up the poll.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And he's
that
the head chef.
That is true.
Oh, yeah, but the head chef.
It's National Men Make Dinner Day. So, in honor.
I just want to say I'm offended.
Why?
I think men make dinner a lot.
Damn right we do.
We don't need a national day for it. Yeah. It feels demoralizing as if they're talking down to men.
Well, they kind of are. That's why they came up with a whole day for it.
Yeah. None of the other days.
Right.
This is my day to make dinner.
I made a turkey taco last night.
It depends. Look, man, if the wife goes out and it's me and the kids, they know what dinner is. Chocolate chip pancakes. Never fails. Always happy. We've switched it up with waffles after my son fought for and won a waffle maker, because that's where he's at. Trying to think, if I'm cooking for the whole family, though, I tend to lean Asian. Right, anything I'm going to make. So I pull everything out of the fridge, everything out of the cabinets. It's going to take me an hour and a half. My wife, she will just grin and bear it because she knows the final product to be good. But the kids, they just see different ingredients and they already check out. Like, nope, don't. I'm like, dude, you haven't tried it yet. Nope, if you're putting that in it, nope, won't do it.
I do pasta.
Well,
my kids come, that's what they ask for. Either that or chicken Marcello.
See, that is a solid meal.
So but we don't often have dinner all together. They're all spread out in adults now. So when they do come together, I try to have
chicken Marcello, man.
Well, I'll say, hey, let's go out to dinner. They're like, Dad, we want your cooking. So I'm like, all right, I take that as a compliment. I'm going to make whatever the hell they want. So basically, it's just like, you tell me what you want ahead of time, and I'll get the crap, and we'll hook it up. And by the way, you can help me in the kitchen. So if you really like this that much,
you
know how to make it on your own.
You know it's a testament that you cook well, because it's not like the kids are picking up the dinner tab.
Oh, God.
Because if you say, let's go out to dinner, and they're like, no, save your money, cook for us, that's a good sign.
That is. So it is National Men Make Dinner Day. Now, we're going to go a little stereotypical here, but this is what you're going to make for your family tonight, okay? Choice number one is Uncrustables.
Yeah. All right.
A wonderful peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What's better than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, some Lay's plain potato chips, and an ice-cold Coca-Cola? To me, growing up, that was the perfect...
Potato chips with your peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, that was my perfect lunch combo.
No.
No?
No. Not potato chips and my peanut butter and jelly. I'm sorry. I like all of those things individually. I don't know that...
You don't have a sandwich, potato chips, and a drink?
It depends. If the sandwich is more... Like, if I'm doing a turkey sandwich, right?
All right.
Chips. Yeah. Peanut butter and jelly, just on its own.
I was miles, though. As a kid, peanut butter and jelly, a bag of chips was pretty standard lunch.
Yeah. Cold sandwiches, in my mind, tend to lead to potato chips. Whatever that is. If you have a warm sandwich...
Fries.
For an example, fries. Grilled cheese sandwich and potato chips sounds weird.
Really?
To me,
I think that's a fine combo.
Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I do more than peanut butter and jelly.
Okay. So, man meal number one, that would be Uncrustables
man
for dinner.
Meal.
Yeah, man meal. Man meal.
You ready for this man meal?
Choice number two, we just brought it up. The old, true, tried and classic grilled and cheese.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese is...
You guys butter or mayonnaise people?
I am butter, but I've heard to do the mayonnaise. I just have not done the mayonnaise thing yet, so I can't comment on it.
I've tried mayonnaise. I'm a butter guy.
Okay. Oh, really?
On the outside of the bread.
Right. I have not tried that yet.
I think it works better with mayonnaise.
Really? I'll give it a shot. Maybe I'll butter one side, mayonnaise the other, and see what side I like.
Have you ever dipped it in egg batter first and then fried both sides and then made the grilled cheese in the middle? So basically what you got is a Monte Cristo.
I have not.
Grilled cheese.
I have done that.
It's ridiculous.
That. It's good, but I didn't think it was worth the extra work. Like, if you said, I will do this for you, absolutely.
When I was a kid, we ate a lot of grilled cheese, but if my mom put ham in there, for some reason it was like, oh my God, it's grilled ham and cheese.
Have you gotten a grilled ham and cheese from the local watering hole?
I have not.
They got a full menu, right? I'm just at the bar. I'm not feeling great. I can't do the blackened chicken sandwich. I'm doing a hungover. It's not going to fit with me. And I'm like, you know what, man? I'm just going to get a grilled cheese sandwich. And even my wife's like, that's so pathetic. I'm like, I know, babe. That's how I feel. So our friend says, well, you just want to add some ham to it. I'm like, sure. Bro, I cannot explain how good the sandwich was.
All right.
It was unbelievable.
Why do we have two different names for grilled cheese? For kids, it's grilled cheese.
Right.
For adults, it's a toasty. So I go to this one place, right?
Where do you go to go to a toasty?
What are you, English or Irish?
Yeah, well, typically, if I go to Sean O'Donnell's, I go to the Georgian Dragon.
They call it toasties. But that's not an adult. That's European.
I understand that. But they have it on the menu in bars for adults.
Yeah.
So they call it a toasty.
Because if you put it on the kids' menu and you have to explain, the kid's not going to get it.
But if you look at the kids' menu at the same place at Sean O'Donnell's, it's called a grilled cheese sandwich. It is the same exact sandwich. Mm-hmm. They just call it two different things.
Right. I'm just saying, I don't think that's because you're both right.
kids don't understand where the toasty is, but you're in European-themed restaurants, thus
correct.
The toasty.
Correct. Plus, if you say a toasty to a kid, if I'm a kid, I think it's going to be something sweet. Like a cereal, right. You know what I mean?
But with the toast, you also add the turkey, the ham, whatever. Yeah.
Well, I think in the States, if you add turkey or ham at a bar, they generally call it a melt.
Right. You know what?
Okay.
You're right.
All right. Okay. Grilled cheese is
look,
your...
I'm the head chef.
Yeah, number two man meal to choose from. Number three, Hot Pocket.
All right.
Hot Pocket.
Any flavor?
Yeah.
Any flavor
look, all these have options. You can pick whatever cheese you want, whatever bread you want for your grilled cheese.
Sure, sure.
Uncrustables come in about six different flavors. Honey, yeah, you name it. They've got all kinds of different stuff. And finally, choice number four, and we brought this up as far as a discussion on what people prefer, but a can of soup. So you either have
any kind of soup you want.
A can of soup. These are man meals.
All right.
See?
Right, right, right.
It's National Men Make Dinner Day. A lot of men don't have the culinary skills as their wives do or girlfriends.
Lot of wives and girlfriends don't have those culinary skills either. We just don't have the heart to tell them. You know what, man? Mm. Out of this list, I'm debating between a Hot Pocket, which is always delicious. I know it's bad. The grease is going to burn the corner of my mouth. Delicious grease. Or grilled cheese.
So you're going to go hot.
I'm going to go Hot Pocket. I'm going Hot Pocket just so I can make a determination on what I want it to be. And, you know, it's going to be the pepperoni cheese. Who am I kidding?
I think I got to go grilled cheese on this one.
You're the one who bitched about grilled cheese even making it to the poll. Because you said, this is a quote from Mike. We're trying to figure out which four we want to do. Miles says, man, grilled cheese. Mike's quote was, that's too much work. Like, dude, it's grilled cheese. It is not a lot of work.
For the integrity of the poll, I was trying to get them all equally simple to do. Throw them in the microwave, whatever.
Is that why you're not picking a can of soup? Because you have to use a can opener to twist your wrist.
That's
to
exactly
open up
right,
the can.
Miles.
I will say this. The grilled cheese, if you haven't made one at home in a while, it is shockingly easy.
Yeah. And shockingly, you'll heat the pan
so
up
good.
Again and make another one.
I use that big sourdough bread with it. I use good real Tillamook cheddar cheese on
Ooh.
There. Butter the outside. Hell yes, sir.
Have you guys...
I'm going grilled cheese, but I'm making them at night.
Throw some pickled jalapeno in there.
Have you guys tried the herb added butter yet?
Yeah.
No.
Where it's got garlic, it's got parsley, their chives are in there, depending on
you what type. Dude, my refrigerator is full of that stuff.
This well,
is
shoot, easy, truffle salt the top of it, why don't
this
you?
This is the easy way to take that thing to the next level.
Yes, sir.
I'm not kidding you. On anything. You can make a loaf of garlic bread with that stuff.
My wife does that.
Yeah. I mean,
she really does.
You get the garlic butter on that, just sprinkle on some cheese if you want or whatever.
I just have a cinnamon honey butter from the same company. Tremendous in the morning.
Ooh.
Dude, yeah, seriously.
I never thought about the breakfast butter.
You need to just come over and look at my fridge. Like, how many butters do they have? Like, name a flavor. My wife found a butter.
I think those things are great.
They're fantastic. It saves a lot of trouble.
Yes, it does. So it's a National Men Make Dinner Day. So our men's room poll, you're going to make and eat one. Will it be Uncrustables, grilled cheese, Hot Pocket, or a can of soup? We'll come back and play the game known as Big Dummy next.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, let's do this game. It's Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Isabella. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Isabella, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober. I'm sober.
All right, Isabella. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, you probably already knew this, but it's National Men Make Dinner Day. Would you rather have Uncrustables, grilled cheese, Hot Pockets, or a can of soup?
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
All right.
Okay, do you have any special techniques when you make your grilled cheese at home?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I use butter.
All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Isabella, is your last name ringing? That'd be fantastic. Isabella ringing. Just an idea. Marry into it. All right, Isabella. Here is your question. What Summer Olympic sports is abbreviated to WAG? WAG.
I don't know.
Summer Olympic sport.
Hold on.
Summer Olympic sport.
WAG.
WAG.
I don't know.
Women's something gymnastics.
Women all around?
Women's athletic gymnastics.
Okay.
Do you know what WAG also stands for? Like, look at all, look, they want to see some pictures of these guys' WAGs?
I don't know that I have.
It's kind of like a toasty. It's in, like, a European term, but it's the wives and girlfriends. Of like,
oh, wives and girlfriends.
Of like,
all right.
Of, like, athletes.
Oh, then, yeah, show me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd have been apprehensive at first. See these guys' wags. All right, Isabella, your question. Who starred in the title role of the 2007 movie Mr. Brooks?
Oh, yeah. Did you say Mr. Brooks?
Mr. Brooks.
Love that movie.
Really? I've never seen it. He always kind of plays the same character to me. Is any different in the movie?
Oh, I thought these were multiple choice.
Mr. Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's also on a very popular television show right now. Very popular.
Kevin Costner?
Kevin Costner.
Hmm. Also, side note, odd serious role for Dane Cook.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
The whole thing is that Mr. Brooks is a serial killer, and Dane Cook is a photographer who's just, he likes to photograph this couple that likes to get it on the building across from him, and they leave the blinds open. He witnesses a murder, and then he basically extorts him.
And more than that, a role for Dane Cook.
Yeah. That's right, a role for Dane Cook.
I mean, it's 2007, but still. I mean,
it was kind of like his last hurrah before he just kind of went into obscurity.
Yeah, I remember seeing the commercials, knew nothing about the movie.
Fun movie, it was cool.
All right, Isabella, your question. The letters CD and Roman numerals equals what number? CD.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I feel like a big dummy. I don't know.
Well, it's the name of the game.
I'm flunking.
Close to? Just 10? Guess a number. What was it?
10.
10 would be X. You guys got it right. 400.
I was guessing 900 because I forgot what the D represented. But
M, I know. See, M would have been 900.
Right.
CD is what I scream at my wife when I open my pants. All right.
I'm thinking of the obvious thing to say after that.
CD. All right. Your question, what 1972 movie kills off a racehorse named Khartoum?
1972. I should know this.
Oh, yeah. Are you piecing it together there, Ted?
I am.
Do they say the name of the horse in that movie? I've heard.
He meets. I don't know if she's going to get it. I think Tom does meet the horse.
Okay. And that's why he's so disturbed.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, Tom's with the other.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
Secretariat?
Oh, it's the Godfather.
Remember the horse's head that shows up in the guy's room?
Tom Hagen or whatever, who's the consigliere. He's out there to convince that guy to give their guy a role.
Yeah. Right.
And the movie director won't do it. So at some point when he gives him a tour of the grounds, I think they say the name of the horse.
And chops his head off and leaves it in his bed. Hmm. That's why when you said secretariat, it almost choked.
They probably do say the name of the horse one time.
Right.
Damn, good pull, Ted. Well done.
All right, Isabella, your question. What Bond theme song was written and performed by Paul McCartney and then covered for reasons I can't explain by Guns N' Roses? We play the Guns N' Roses cover on this very stage.
And I believe it's titled after the Bond movie, right?
It is. Yeah.
It's Paul McCartney and Wings.
Mm-hmm. Wings?
He's got wings.
Live and Let Die.
Yeah!
You got
there
it.
You go. Oh,
nice job.
You
nice
know what?
Job.
Paul McCartney formed that band after he drank a Red Bull.
Yeah, that's right.
He was going to go solo. And no, hey, dude, we told you. It gives you wings. There's your band.
How do I bring my wife with me?
Big
Thank you, Miles.
Tony! I would not join a band with my wife.
Can I go on the road with my wife? Said no one ever, except for Paul McCartney.
Are they still married? They are not.
No.
Oh.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
She passed on.
Hola. But still no.
Yeah. Damn.
I know. So I was like, okay.
I didn't say.
I thought it was good they went on the road together.
I didn't say, why are they not together? I just said, are they still together?
To answer to
yeah, because I thought he was setting me up for, well, it helped their marriage. And then it's like, no, it didn't. And then it's like, well, no, she just passed away.
Killed her.
Yes.
All right, Tommy, you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, National Men Make Dinner Day. What are you having tonight? Uncrustables, grilled cheese, Hot Pockets, or can of soup?
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. Mm-hmm.
Grilled cheese dominating.
White bread only?
No, I usually have wheat bread.
Ah! I don't think it affects the grilled cheese too much.
It does.
You still got butter and cheese.
And wheat-ass
bread.
They're asking on the text line, Mike, would you use ciabatta bread for your grilled cheese?
No, I said I use the sourdough, man.
Oh, that's right.
The okay. big
that's
sourdough
branch.
Yeah, sourdough is kind of king of bread.
Damn straight.
All right, Tom, with the wheat bread, multiple choice question for you. The Nobel Prize, the Pulitzer Prize, an Olympic gold medal, or Oscar for Best Actress? In 1929, Janet Gaynor became the first woman to do what? Nobel, Pulitzer, gold in the Olympics, or an Oscar?
I would say a Nobel Prize.
She did nothing noble.
I'll say Pulitzer Prize.
Olympic gold.
Okay, she was, in fact, the first Best Actress winner at the Oscars.
Okay, just like we said.
I let you guys guess everything else. Do I know the movie? No, I don't.
Hey, you know what?
What's her
Probably
name?
Probably Wings.
Janet Gaynor. Janet Gaynor. What do you got there, Mike?
In 1929, she became the first recipient of the Academy Award for Best Actress for her performances in three films.
Oh, wow.
Seventh Heaven, Sunrise, A Song of Two Humans, and Street Angel.
Boy, those sounds like movies I would never go to.
Okay.
All right, here's your question.
I'm interested in this Street Angel.
I would... when you say it like that, it depends how they say it in the commercial. If they say Street Angel, I don't want to go.
Is that a silent movie?
Street Angel.
Was that silent?
Probably. I would guess. 29?
Yeah.
And she won the Oscar for all three movies.
Hold on. If this, they had Oscars for silent movies?
Yeah.
Sure.
You still have to be a good actor.
I know.
You won't get sound design.
I understand that.
Everything other than anything audible.
Right. That's just best subtitles.
Could have been a thing. All right, your question. What animal's name translates as river horse in Greek?
Hippopotamus.
Nice job, John. I also would have accepted your mama.
You going to yell that at a hippo mouse?
What's that?
Ugly-ass river horse.
River horse! Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not yelling anything in a round.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Out here looking like a river horse.
You know, I speak Greek, bitch.
Nay, bitch.
And that hurts. Hello, Connor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey. Hola, Victorlas.
Hola.
Connor, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Connor, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Eat one for dinner tonight. Uncrustables, grilled cheese, Hot Pocket, or can of soup?
I'm taking that grilled cheese and I'm making them at night.
There you go, my man.
All right.
Any special, did you get that cheese, Danny?
any special technique that you use there, Connor, on your grilled cheese?
Yeah, sourdough bread, mayonnaise, and Kraft single.
Oh, you do go with the Kraft single.
Okay. And mayonnaise. My man, I like this guy.
Man, it's shredded cheddar.
That gooey texture is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really important on a grilled cheese, man. If you take that first bite and none of the cheese kind of droops between you and the sandwich, you have failed.
To me, having a beard, you got to get a little of that cheese stuck there. You go, all right, that's good grilled cheese.
Whether I wanted to or not, it seems to happen, Blair.
Right.
All right, your question. What is the name of the valuable element found only on the moon Pandora in the movie Avatar?
Oh, unobtainium.
One and done. Hang on. Before we let you go, let's give you a, I'm going to go true or false question for you. On the International Space Station, there is only one washing machine. True or false?
True.
It's false. Believe it or not. So here's the thing. There are no washing machines on the space station, so quite honestly, when the clothes that they're wearing have gotten to the point that they're considered soiled, they are jettisoned out into space, aimed at the Earth, where they theoretically burn up in the Earth's atmosphere.
And then they just ship them up some new clothes.
I guess. I mean, I don't, because you got to think about, like, the cats that are still stuck up there.
Why don't you just pack it up with the people when they're coming down?
Wait. It's all about weight,
you know,
man.
Those suits aren't cheap.
I guess maybe you don't get rid of the suit, but whatever you're wearing guessing, that you bring it up.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
You know, I would intentionally wear nothing under my suit. They would hate me so much. Sorry, fellas, I'm not wearing anything under here.
Just floating in space.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, about to go into the dentist.
Oh, good time.
That's a good time to get drunk.
You doing a little cleaning there?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I have no idea. If it just shows me a paid appointment, they're going to do whatever they want.
Okay. All right.
Okay, our men's room poll. I'll make one for dinner tonight. Uncrustables, grilled cheese, Hot Pockets, or can of soup?
Let's see here. Mayo, sourdough, provolone, and sharp cheddar.
Damn, that's a lot of cheese.
So freaking good. Also, air fryer for freaking grilled cheese. Fantastic.
All right, I haven't tried it yet, but I've been thinking about it.
Trust me, the text lines have been blowing up with every method of making a grilled cheese, not just to the cheeses, but to the process of cooking it.
Justin, do you have to turn it in there?
So, yeah, I do like 400, then I do like 3 minutes on each side until it's pretty much done.
Okay. Never tried that.
Oh, and then as for the Uncrustables, if you make French toast, it's incredible.
Ooh, all right.
French toast Uncrustables.
I'm not above that. I don't mind a little gluttony in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Keep them frozen and then toss them in there. That way the pan warms up the insides, and yeah, it's pretty awesome.
All right.
I like where your head is at, Justin, both on the grilled cheese and what to do with Uncrustables.
That's like a good Christmas morning treat.
It really does, actually.
French toast Uncrustable.
A little powdered sugar.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that might be
the
deal.
I'm going to make them on Christmas Eve. Make them on
I want to eat that Uncrustable right now. I'm starving.
All right, Justin, here is your question. Marian Morrison is better known as who? Cher, Madonna, Emma Stone, or John Wayne?
I want to say it's Cher.
John Wayne?
John Wayne. That is right.
No freaking way.
Marian Morrison. That's the only reason I even asked this question.
Miriam? How do you spell it?
Marian. Like Marion Barry. M-A-R-I-O-N.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Marian Morrison.
No wonder he went for two first male names.
Yeah, I'd have gone for anything that's not Marian Morrison. All right, your question. Although, does that make him the original Eminem? All right, your question. What did my true love give to me on the fourth day of Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Four calling birds.
Okay.
And my cell phone bill was outrageous.
Pretty soon we'll be getting that list that they want us to talk about.
Oh, yeah, how much each of these things costs.
Yeah, if you're to buy that today, like, no one wants any of that crap.
I'll take 5 golden rings because I can sell those later.
All right.
I want those Lords of Leaping.
See, that's the thing. When you really go through the list of crap they give you, other than the 5 golden rings, I don't know what I'd want, right?
The maids of milking.
What are the Lords Leaping?
That tells me they're in a
you
position.
You just want a bunch of guys jumping?
Yeah. How many Lords of Leaping is there, Mike?
Ooh.
10.
Why?
Is it 10?
Well, you're watching a game, end of the first quarter, and I just yell something out, and then boom, 10 dudes in tights and stuff come leaping around.
I would probably say save it for a touchdown celebration. If my team scores, we jump up. We do that Lords of Leaping thing you do.
Before I give away what all these are, are we gonna go back to the 12 days of Christmas for any other big dummy question here?
No.
Oh, count not today.
No. Okay, not so today. You got 12 drummers drumming. You got 11 pipers piping. You got 10 Lords of Leaping. You got 9 ladies dancing. 8 maids of milking.
Okay, maybe 9 ladies dancing.
There you go. 7 swans of swimming. 6 geese of land. 5 golden rings. 4 calling birds. 3 French hens. 2 turtle doves. And a partridge and a pear tree. A lot of doggone birds.
There are a lot of
guys
birds
jumping around. What'd you say? Tights.
Yeah, I picture them dressed like jesters.
If you call them lords, then you can't. You got to be wearing tights.
Yeah,
right? Sounds like gay erotica.
It does. Lords are leaping.
It's a thin line between that and funny.
Okay.
Big dummy.
I'm just saying.
Homoerotic or funny? Like, you decide.
Right. You're right. Touchdown celebration. Right. Lamar throws one to Zay Flowers. Boom. You're in this bar. 10 dudes dressed as rolling jesters just come leaping out.
Okay.
Drinks on the house.
Right. Maybe we'll have one of those parties sometime.
We should do the 12 days of Christmas party.
It's a viewing party. Yeah.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Dylan, sober or not sober?
Very, very sober right now.
All right, Dylan. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, as you know, Dylan, it's National Men Make Dinner Day. Are you making Uncrustables, grilled cheese, Hot Pockets, or a can of soup?
It's going to be consistent today. I got to go grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese as well.
Cheese.
Okay.
I don't think grilled cheese knew how popular it was.
I didn't either. Mike didn't even want to put it in there.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you know how he is. All right, your question. What does USS stand for regarding a commissioned Navy ship?
Well, that'd be United States ship.
One that's and done.
Don't overthink it. Yeah. United States ship.
It kind of helps them in the Navy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's too easy.
No,
we're giving you another question.
Hell that.
Giving you another question.
Do over.
That's crap.
Do over.
Fire up the song.
Do over.
He starts over. Put him in.
Do over. No. That's the first time it's ever happened.
Performance-enhancing drugs, and he's going to play the game.
That's crap. Dylan, no kidding. We've never done that before. You don't get that one.
All right, smart guy. Smart ass. Captain Tricky. Name two. I remember this guy. He said one day he called Big Dummy and cheat because he knew the questions in advance. All right, name two university mascots that are the same as their state's animal. In fact, I'll give you one. So think about like Wisconsin. They're the Beavers, right?
Badgers.
Sorry, they're the Badgers. So name two.
He might have given you a hint.
So the question is, name two university mascots that are the same as their state's animal. So as a Wisconsin, I said, you know, they're the Badgers. It's also the state animal.
You guess the Ohio State Buckeyes?
That's not an animal.
That's an animal.
The nut.
Dang it.
That's your backside.
I was wondering if it was the Wazoo Cougs. I don't know if Washington's animals are Cougs.
No, he gave you a hint.
Yeah, the OSU Beavers.
Yeah, Oregon State Beaver.
Yeah, you got the Oregon State Beavers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to name another one?
Keep going.
There's two more.
Oh.
California?
Yeah, the Bear.
The Bear. And what else?
Oh, man.
New Mexico Lobos. You've been there. You went there for a wedding. It was hot.
Sun Devils.
Longhorns.
Texas. That makes Jesus Same, Christ. Man. Of course it's Texas.
You went there for a wedding.
I know, but I also went to one in Miami.
Yeah, all right.
I was like, Hurricane's not an animal, dude.
All right, Navy
but
man.
But technically their mascot is an ibis.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. You want to split hairs?
Yes.
There's a reason I'm bald.
Just big dummy, damn it.
All right, Navy Dylan, your question, which planet in our solar system is the closest to Earth in size?
Take a shot. We go with Saturn.
Whoa. Oh, Venus. Venus.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Saturn would kick our ass in a planet fight.
Swing and a miss.
That's why we don't make fun of his stupid rings.
I think it's my karma for cheating on that
needy
question.
Yeah. What rhymes with Venus?
I don't know. I've gone through the entire alphabet.
I'm just thinking, like if I want to...
It's that skin on your elbow.
Ah. The weenus?
Yeah.
I know a bartender likes to touch those.
Wants to touch your weenus?
Yeah, he always comes around and goes, touch your weenus.
That's weird.
What up, JJ?
Then he leaps away in tights.
Yeah. That's what I was picturing. I'm here to touch your weenus. All right, your question. What is the most commonly broken bone in the human body?
Commonly broken bone.
It's commonly broken bone.
Well, I see it a lot in the Navy. I'm gonna guess your arm.
Nice. Clavicle.
Clavicle? I thought it was collarbone.
Collarbone and clavicle are the same. Thanks, so you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Question four, Dylan.
All right, question number four, my Navy friend. What is Kahlua flavored with? What is the...
Come on, you're in the Navy.
Coffee.
You got it there.
Well done. Oh, hey, Miles.
Yeah.
Texters, they're texting in, penis. You're looking for a word that rhymes with Venus.
Man.
I can't believe you didn't think of that. Hey, thank you, guys.
Awesome. That's funny. You know what I mean? Get it?
I would have never thought of that.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Damn it.